Welcome to our Mid-Season Moms Podcast.
Three moms who gather together to give the sweet and sour take on raising our kids into young adults. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts.
Today we are going to talk about when your children move out for the first time, which is just around the corner. I've had a couple of friends call me and say, I'm having the hardest time letting my daughter or my son go to college or just to move out, whether they're going to college or not. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. And it's kind of the most heart-wrenching thing you'll ever do.
It's so hard, and it's so, there's absolutely no right or wrong way to handle this situation. There are a few wrong ways, actually, because I probably did some of them.
I'm sure I did.
My first time around. But
I'm sure I did too.
I don't know that there's any magic formula that we can tell you guys that's going to make it super easy, but maybe we can help it be a little bit easier.
You don't feel like you're super alone.
Yes.
Because we all felt like it was horrid.
Yes.
Yeah. It like is ripping your heart out, driving away the first time that you leave home.
I sobbed.
Yeah, I sobbed. It was like every time she'd leave, I'd probably cry again when she leaves, when she goes back in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. Even once they've done it before, yeah. It's still hard.
When they come back and then leave again. I think it's a little bit easier because I know what to expect with my second one.
Like, that's good to know.
I feel like I knew
it
was going to be horrible.
100%. Yeah, for sure. My oldest was the first one to move out because my oldest is the oldest of all of our kids. And that was, she graduated 5 years ago and she moved out. I don't even remember. I asked her because I couldn't remember because I think I blocked it out. Maybe 6 months after she graduated. I just remember her telling me she was going to move out. She actually came with a truck to get her stuff. And I sat on the couch and watched her and her boyfriend and Rich move her stuff out. And like, I didn't help. I didn't talk to her. I wasn't excited for her. I didn't know what to do. It was terrible.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
So when mine moved out, she was all, I got this. Like, she loaded everything up on her own. She wanted to see it on her own before I came and brought like a little bit. And I was so like, what? Like, I thought we were going to have this moment. We were going to walk in. It's going to be magic. She was going to cry. She was going to say, I'm going to miss you so much. And she was all, peace out. Have fun. And then I went shopping to buy her things so I could feel comfortable with her staying in that apartment.
Mine moved the farthest away. So she moved 3 hours away. It was hard. Really buy all these cute things for her apartment. And so we drove all up together as a family and unloaded her and got her place decorated and took her grocery shopping. But that driving away just about killed me.
Yeah. I think the reason I had such a hard time was because I had to let go of this life that in my mind was going to be her life. I had her life already planned in my mind. So she was going to go to Utah State. She was possibly going to go on a mission. These are the things that I thought.
Right.
And so when she comes to me and says, I'm moving out with some friends and I'm going to go to UVU, like, that's fine. For me, it was like, what happened to this plan that I've been like waiting for to happen? So that was the biggest part, was just being able to let go of my vision of her life and let her live her own life how she wanted to.
Yeah.
So I did text Alexa when I was trying to remember when she moved out, and she just said, I said something like, I didn't handle it well, did I?
That's funny.
And she texted back a lot of things. And part of it was, I understand that I'm your first child and I'm sure you are worried and upset about how I handled everything. And I'm sure it was just shocking to have your firstborn leaving and seemingly not needing you anymore and not following what you saw for me and wanted for me. But at least we got past it and we've been able to learn from it.
I love her.
So cute. I love her.
She's just full of wisdom.
She really is. So my oldest, she had all this planned. She had all these scholarships to a certain school and then flat out changed her mind. Changed her mind on the apartment, the school, everything. And we had to reprogram it all. And it was just like, we had decided like years ago that she was wanting to go to this school. And then all of a sudden it was just a complete change. So a little bit of that and a little bit that I just want to, I really like being in my kids' daily lives. And that was really hard. Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, like, so many people would say to me, oh, your oldest is moving out. Your life is going to change forever. Your family is going to change forever. And that is so mean to say. Like, I'm like, why did you say that? That is so, like, it, every time someone would say that, but then it's true.
It's mean to it's say, true. But it, you don't true. Get it until it happens, because it is the 100% true.
I kept saying, you know, she'll be back. She'll come back for summer, which she's been back for summer.
But it's still, not it's not the same. She still has different.
A life in mm-hmm. Logan, and I, and so she's always kind of split too between here and there, and her friends there and her yeah. friends here. Like, it is never the same, as hard as that is to hear.
So I just think it's like always ever changing from the time they leave, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, you really should, if you haven't sent anyone off, really enjoy like your last summer before graduation and your Christmas before, because it won't be the same.
Right. And don't let your last year of like their senior year is hard, because everything is the last.
It's hard.
Enjoy it and like savor it, and don't fear the future when you're going through it, because those are really like your last moments. So you want to enjoy them.
And I think I did that more with my second one. My first one was just fear. The second one, I kind of savored it a little bit more. I mean, she hasn't left yet. That's in like 8 days. So we'll see what I'm doing in 8 days. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be tears. But I at least enjoyed her last year more.
Yeah. And it's not total uncharted territory for you again.
Right.
Yeah.
This one's kind of changing plans as we go too. So this one, what happens? Her roommates that changed.
That is life. Like yes. I said, life, you have a path. I can guarantee it's going to get thwarted.
Yeah. Yeah. Just remember, your idea of your child's future is just that. It's your idea, but you have to let it go, because that's not most of the time what's going to happen. It was a couple months before graduation, and I had just been having a really stressful time thinking about my second one graduating high school, because he was, I was wondering if he was going to graduate high school, for one thing. And it was just like so many things. And I just kept having all these thoughts. So finally, one night, I just decided to make this Instagram post. So I just wrote, it's hard raising humans. I mean, at first, you never get to sleep or shower or do anything alone. Then there are all the firsts: sitting up, crawling, walking, talking, teeth, finding themselves, sending them off to kindergarten. Then they lose their teeth and they tuck back and they have an opinion about everything. Now we're at the junior high years, and I'm just going to skip over those completely. Then you find you're back to not sleeping anymore, because you're thinking, does my kid have friends? Is my kid a good friend? Will they make the team? First kisses, driving, grades, dating, car accidents, bullies, drugs, etc. Then you find yourself with a senior in high school in the last few months till graduation, and things aren't looking the way you thought they would. Graduation is coming up, but all the traditional things like college or a mission or a full-time job don't seem to be in the plan. I have to say, I have really wrestled with this for a while now, but something just clicked, and it's 100% okay. As a parent, we mold our kids into what we want them to be and achieve and accomplish. And if things aren't going according to the plan, then we feel like failures, like we did something wrong, or we didn't do enough, or we did too much. At times, we are even ashamed or embarrassed, because this kid is just marching to his own drum and making his own rules. Well, I finally have come to the realization that it's not my place to decide who and what my child is and wants to become. It's my job to love and support and help in any way I can. Alex, I love you, and I'm so proud of you, and I know you are here on this earth for an amazing purpose. The moral of this really long story is, parenting is about loving your child enough to trust them to become who they are meant to be.
I love that.
I love that.
I remember reading it and being like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. cry, tears, since I just pretty much cried the last year of Emma's high school year.
Yeah.
Well, and when was that?
That was in March, and they graduated in May.
Right. And they changed their major, and they changed their job, and they changed where they want to live.
Yep.
And you're all... thanks for consulting me. Remember, I'm your mom.
Yeah, because they don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's nice when they do, because sometimes they still do.
And then you feel like you're like flying on air.
My daughter will still call me. Like, she's gone through a few different jobs, and she'll call me and be like, oh, I think I'm going to quit. There's been a few times where I've been able to like talk her through it and be like, no, just stick it out. It'll get better.
Yeah.
It's not the job you're going to have the rest of your life. There are good things intermingled in all of the change.
Yes. So mine called me because she had her wisdom teeth out because she didn't do it in high school. And so she called me to like figure out the doses of the medicine and how many hours. And I was like, she still needs me. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy.
Yes.
So what did you do to mentally prepare for them to move out? Chelsea, let's start with you.
Nothing. I did nothing to mentally prepare. And that was a huge mistake. It was so uncharted. Nobody told me. Like, people would say it's hard, but they couldn't explain why. I don't know if there would have been anything, especially because I'm stubborn. So I probably was like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. We're super close.
My child's different.
Yeah. She's going to come back all the time. But I don't know if I could have mentally prepared besides I was the only one that was having one leave that year. So that was a little hard.
Yeah.
Because none of my friends had kids leaving. And so, like, Angela, I would ask you, oh my goodness, this is so hard. What am I supposed to do? But really, I felt like I was alone a little bit.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my friends have joined me on the second round or the year after.
Yeah.
But the year of, I felt like everyone just kept saying, oh my goodness, it's your last. Oh my goodness, she's leaving. What are you going to do next year? My mom, stop it.
Yeah. And for me, it was like, I also did not mentally prepare because just going back to having a baby at 19, I was super young when she graduated and I had obviously no other friends who had graduates that early.
Right.
And I had no idea, absolutely no idea. No one even told me it was going to be hard. I just had no idea. It was just
because nobody knew.
No.
Because you were definitely the first one.
Yeah.
That would be really hard.
So I watched you send yours off the year before.
And yes, you
kept
did.
Saying how hard it was. I was sending mine like way farther away. Literally, I just put everything into making her have this perfect apartment, which was stupid. Everything got ruined by her roommates. So I laugh now and everyone kept saying, go to DI and find new stuff because the roommates will just ruin it. They did. But I actually don't regret doing it because it was therapy for me to just do that.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Like, I like
shopping
to
is definitely your
and
therapy.
Shopping and stuff. And so it was fine.
Yeah. I'm sure that made things a little bit easier.
I
a little
knew
bit.
That if she had a cute apartment, it would be okay.
Everything would be fine.
It will be fantastic.
Oh my God.
But I do think that does help a little bit.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, for sure. Because that is a way of preparing.
Yeah. It's the only thing I knew what to do.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know to do this. So what did you do for yourself once they were gone? Is that even a good question?
I kind of thought it was a good question.
Okay. So what did you do for yourself once they were gone to help yourself get happy again?
I felt like I ended up being just pretty stuck. And for a good amount of time that I went to work and then I would go to the kids' activities. But in reality, I spent a lot of time just like depressed and sad and wondering why it wasn't the same as it always had been and how come everything was so different. I thankfully had good friends that could see that I was being sad. So they pulled me out of it a little bit. And I was just barely getting, that was like October. I remember thinking, I've got this. And then the next day, I'd be like, I don't have this. I don't have this. And so I think it's a roller coaster. I think it's still sometimes is a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a total roller coaster. I think what I did was I just had to keep telling myself that my time for teaching her and being responsible for her was over. I had done my job. Hopefully I felt good about the job that I did, that I just had to let it go. And she was an adult now and she just had to live her own life. I think talking about it with your adult child,
right.
And talking about it with them.
We still call them child.
Yes.
Even though
she's still my child. Would have been really helpful if I would have done that. We've done that now, like several years after the fact. It would have been a lot more helpful to do it in the time it was happening. I mean,
they're not mothers.
They don't have any idea what you're going through. You're letting them go so that they can be their own person. I think that's my biggest advice is just to communicate with them how you're feeling, because my feelings came out the totally wrong way. I didn't want him to come out that way, but like sitting on the couch and being like,
yeah,
not even knowing what to do. Of course, that's terrible.
Right.
But I feel like if I would have been able to express how I was feeling to her at the time, it would have made more sense and it would have made it easier. And also just talking to people, other moms who have been through it also, it's just helpful to talk.
Was it harder when your second one, or easier when your second one left, or different?
Oh, it was a lot easier. It was a lot easier for a lot of reasons.
How about you, Cora, on your...
I literally spent this last year, I made sure I went to lunch with friends at least once a week. It's something that I really enjoy. It's a reason why I kept the job that I have, literally, because I want to be able to do that. And I made an effort, a different friend, someone every week, at least once a week.
That's just a great idea.
Because that's something I like to do.
That's a good idea.
And it got me out, it got me away from work and out of the house, you know. And I didn't necessarily talk about Emma the whole time, you know. Right. I talked about whatever, but it just, it really helped me to just have something to look forward to.
Yeah. That's a great one.
I like that. For sure. That's a good idea. I think embracing it is better than hiding from it. I think I kind of tried to hide from it. Yeah, and pretend like I was stronger than I was.
You just have to know it's coming. Prepare for it however you think you can. And then let it happen. It's going to happen.
And be prepared that no matter how much preparation, because I was prepared, you know.
Yeah.
But no matter how much preparation, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. And I did not realize how hard. I kind of knew, but I did not have a clue.
It's like kindergarten times like 100.
See, I was super happy when my kids went to kindergarten. So
I was fine with kindergarten, but first grade, when someone else was going to feed them, I remember calling and being like, oh my goodness.
That was hard for me.
I guess that's
all day long.
I've always been a working mom. So for me, it's just like, yay, that's less time in daycare.
That's true.
They're in school. It's good.
That is so true. It's so true, though. Yeah. A lot of people, that's
school. School was always good for me.
Okay, this next question is one from my friend who called me, whose daughter is moving out soon. And she is having a really hard time losing control, like not knowing where her daughter is, not having rules. Losing that control is really, really, really hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
With me, that last year, that senior year, I kind of backed off on the rules. It was kind of like,
yeah,
you're an adult. I want to sleep sometimes.
Right.
Just know, it was kind of like, you know, I don't go to sleep until you really go to sleep until you're home. So just be respectful of that. But I'm not going to tell you when to come home. And I think, too, you just can't give them complete freedom all of a sudden. They move out and they just all of a sudden have all this freedom.
No, you've got to ease into it for sure.
And that's another thing with cell phones. I know a lot of people are pretty anti-cell phones when their kids are younger, but please don't give your cell phone or your kid a smartphone for the first time when they go to college.
Right.
I mean, I know
that would be a bad idea.
Really talk about smartphones, right. But I know parents that have said that they can do it when they can pay for it. That really worries me because that is a lot of even more freedom that they're not used to controlling.
Right.
So that's just a side note. And I think with me, I did back off. And like you said, it's the point where you think, I have taught them everything I can teach them. You have to just learn to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma, I can guarantee, did not get enough sleep at all that first year of college. None of them do. It will not kill them. Just tell them not to.
They'll be just fine.
To drive while too tired, you know?
That was a huge concern.
But you just have to, this is when you have to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. That you've taught them everything you could.
Yeah.
Definitely their senior year, give them a little more freedom.
For sure.
For her sake too.
For everybody's sake. It's just a good idea.
Well, and one thing that I did that I let them, which was a smartphone thing, I let them set up their own account and password with their own new email, because they have to get a new email because they can't use the school one anymore. Mm-hmm. It was attached to their card, not mine, so that I could watch and see what was coming in and what was coming out a little bit. I decided I wanted them to be able to be accountable for something that they were going to, that was one thing that they already had gotten done.
Yeah.
I also let them choose movies and TV that they wanted that year. So usually they'd be like, can I see an R-rated movie? And I'd say no. And that year I would say, you're going to be gone in like 6 months. So it's really just how you feel about it.
And if they're 18, they're going to go. They're going to go, whether you say yes or no. Yeah.
The one other thing, the losing control is hard. Mine wasn't out of fear that they would go crazy and wild and make bad choices. Mine was that for my sanity, I would love it if they would have texted me every single day and been like, I'm home safe. And really, I just had to trust if I didn't hear anything, then that was good news. If I heard something in the middle of the night, it's probably not great news.
Right.
But I also always told them, if you're tired, no matter what time, you can call and talk to me while you're driving home.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The driving thing is scary.
It's the worst.
I'm 42 years old and I still have to call my mom when I get home from the weekend at her house. Like I call her, it rings twice and I hang up. Then she knows I'm home.
Oh, that's funny. I love it so much.
And if I don't call, she'll call me like after she thinks that I've been home for a while, like
she's like, you forgot.
Are you home?
Okay. How often do you contact them, call them, or text them once they move out?
I text daily, both of them.
I bet I text daily.
I do too. I probably don't. I usually talk to her on Sundays, but I used to text daily.
And usually it's not anything big.
No, it's, no. Hey, how was your day? What are you up to today?
Yeah.
That sometimes, type of thing. Sometimes I'll get a response.
Sometimes I get a response also.
I'll always usually get one from Alexa. Alex isn't a very good texter backer.
Neither is Sam.
And that's really good about it.
If I get concerned, I text Sam's husband, Dallin, because he's a good texter.
I have known to text Sam's boyfriend.
Another thing I do is I let them know what's going on in both families all the time.
Yes.
I do not expect them to come to everything all the time, but I always make sure that they know that they're invited and included and we want them there.
That's a good idea.
And I felt like that was a hard thing to... Like, I didn't want her to feel the pressure.
At first, I expected them to come, to be honest.
I didn't
expect... Oh, really?
To most things, yeah.
I think my extended family, like, both sides expected her to come home more. I was not saying things that we had because I didn't want her to feel pressure about having to come. And then it was just causing problems. So now I just go with, here's everything. You decide what you're doing.
Right.
I usually see her about once a week. Sometimes more, but not really. Usually it's at least only just for an hour, like Sunday dinner or something.
Yeah. I'm like,
with the what?
I didn't.
The adulthood.
Transition on financially.
Do you have something to say on the what do you do to help them transition to adulthood financially?
The only thing I probably do that helps them is because I expect them to move out despite how much I hate it. I expect.
It's good for them.
I expect them to move out and I expect them to pay for it. But I give them opportunities to earn the money in my home during their senior year. So like my 18-year-old today spent 4 hours doing laundry and cleaning everything up and folding because she's got to finish earning the money for what it's going to cost for her to live out.
Yeah. I do wish we would have sat down and written out a budget for Emma for her first year. I think that would have helped. We're doing it this year because we learned from last year. I just think it would have helped her because she stresses about it. And I'm like, if you just knew, you know, exactly where your money's going, I think it would have helped her. She did really well financially, actually, for working part-time and paying her tuition. One thing we did talk about, though, is we do pay her rent, and then she has to cover everything else. And we could have just set it up automatic deposit from our account, but we didn't because we wanted her to see the money come in and go out. So, and I'm glad we did that because I think it was eye-opening to her.
Oh, for sure.
That she paid it. She had to get online and pay it, even though we gave her the money for it.
Yeah. She saw the money come into the account and then the next day it was gone.
Yeah.
That's very good.
And it's
really smart.
Plus they learned to pay rent. They need to learn to pay rent and they learn to pay utilities.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's really smart.
And remember to pay the rent on the first.
Exactly. That's really smart.
Yeah, so I liked that idea.
I think one thing I didn't do, but I will hopefully remember to do going forward, is talk to them about they both opened checking accounts when they were 16. They had debit cards, but I didn't really talk to them about banking and credit and that kind of stuff. So I think it's important when your child moves out that they should get a credit card so they can establish credit. But credit cards are scary. So you have to talk to them about it and help them to understand why it's important.
Right.
And I'm sure more parents are way more on the ball than I was, but for myself, I think personally that should be things that are taught in school instead of geometry, to be honest with you.
Oh, for sure.
But
practical, like, thing.
Yes.
Well, and so there are schools that will do that. My niece's school is in, it's mine. Hold on one second. I don't know why she'd be calling me.
Who's that?
Ashley. Hello? She never calls me, like at 10 o'clock at night when she's at every time house.
Alex calls me on my phone, my stomach literally drops because he never calls.
Yeah.
See, you do worry.
You just pretend like you're not a worrier.
Most times I do, yes.
Let's talk about homesickness. When the child is homesick. Yours were a little closer, so I don't know if there was a lot of that.
A little bit at the beginning when she didn't know very many people. I think she was a little bored. She was used to going, 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 and not knowing enough people to go and go. You know, the two people you know when you move out and in your apartment or that you got the same college with. If you're lucky, there's two. And so if that person's in class or at work, you're just kind of sitting there. I think that was the only thing we dealt with Sam.
Have you dealt with that?
I don't remember dealing with that with either one of them.
So Emma did move 3 hours away and she went alone. She did not have any friends go with her. She didn't know anyone.
It only takes me 2 hours, Cora.
And she drives faster.
You must drive faster than me. Well, I have to stop and pee.
Because you're elderly.
And I drive slow.
Emma went to college where I grew up, so I'm very familiar with that drive.
I think it takes Emma 2.5. And I think it takes me 3. With us, because this is a real thing, as with people sending kids to college.
So oh, for sure.
We went to a parent orientation up at the college before she moved out, and it was in the middle of the summer. And the very best advice they gave is to not let them come home for 6 weeks. Which is really hard and really a long time. And she probably never went that long again. But we stuck to it. We said, you cannot come home for 6 weeks. Because the first 6 weeks of college is when friendships are made and all the...
Everything is new and everything's happening.
Crazy with activities. And
right.
I mean, they do... I don't know how they do it at most universities, but at Utah State, it is a party for the first 6 weeks. So it's kind of always a party out there, but... They always have fun activities. And it was the best advice. I think it was really, really good for her to go up there and know she just had to stay for 6 weeks. We were not taking her back for 6 weeks, which was literally going to kill me.
That is hard for the parents.
I remember that.
It was really, really, really hard. But it was really good for her.
And I remember you having the date that it was 6 weeks. Like, you're all okay.
She's finally coming home.
She's going to come home.
She did, like, mid... semester, she had a hard time, and I just talked her through it. I wasn't going to coddle her too much, which you would think, because I'm a mother bear, that I would coddle my kids, but I don't. I'm really not much of a coddler. That was the best advice we got. And also, I mean, you just have to encourage him to stick with it.
Yeah,
you do not want to quit college because you're homesick.
And I think one thing that I wasn't prepared for is the difference between college and high school. So high school to me was super easy. I didn't really have to study a ton. So my first semester, like my first tests, I just bombed them. And then I felt like I was a failure. And maybe I should have visited a counselor there. But if someone would have said, be prepared that it's harder, you got to put more hours in.
And nobody's checking up on you and asking you to turn in assignments and following through with anything. No. It's all on
right.
you.
I really instill that in my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always just say, okay, you think high school's hard? Ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Like the walk in the park, honey.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
I have been stressing that with my second one. I've been like, you have got to set aside this many hours. That's why you're going to class until noon.
Oh yeah.
Math.
The culture.
Yikes.
At what point did you realize that you were going to survive your first child moving out?
Cora, what's your answer? You answer first this time.
She called me and was just talking about how amazing her classes are. And it was a couple weeks into the semester. And I could just see what she was learning and that she was getting out of the Utah County bubble. She was just so happy. I can be as sad as I want, but she's so happy I can't be sad. You know, because she just loved it. And I could just see that it was opening her world. And that's what it, you know, that's what moving out and experiencing the world does.
I think there was little parts. I think one part, I looked in their bank account because we were still attached to it. And it had this huge chart. And I asked her, and it was a ticket. And she'd gone and paid it and taken care of it herself before. She'd already signed up for traffic school and done everything. And I'm all, well, then I've raised her. Fantastic. But really, she went away for the second half of Christmas break. And she wasn't with us. And I thought, okay, I might be able to survive this.
And then she got married.
And then she got engaged.
She went ahead and got married.
And that was a whole nother battle. That's a whole nother episode, is going through.
Yeah, we can't help you with that one, Chelsea. That's gonna, you're going to have a guest host for that one.
Yes, we will.
I don't remember a certain moment with either one of them. I'm an optimist, so I always knew I was going to survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
But honestly, it took time. Mm-hmm. It took time for sure. But I don't really remember a thing where it was just like, oh, okay.
At one point I stopped counting to four. You know, when you're at a place and you count your kids mm-hmm. over and over and over again. Airport in Mexico, and I'm all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh my goodness. I literally at that moment realized, so we're just multiplying. Like, I will not stress less. Yeah. I will just get more people to stress
adding
out.
More people. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
My mom always says, if you think that you're worrying now, just wait till you have even more people to worry about.
Yeah. See, my mom, I remember, this isn't even relevant, but when my oldest sister got married, my mom put her picture at her place at Sunday dinner.
No, she didn't.
I love it.
For several
so
weeks.
Much.
Oh, bless her heart.
That was really hard for your
it
mom.
Was really hard. Oh. And we were all like, Mom, this is so weird.
When Hillary Roberts mentioned that if you treat it like you're grieving a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that you allow yourself to be
yes.
sad about it.
Yeah.
Then it's easier than just thinking
yes.
there's never going
because
to be.
Because looking at the empty chair was too much.
Too much.
She just had to have the memory of my sister.
That.
At Sunday dinner.
Did your sister not come to Sunday dinner?
She didn't. Well, I mean, they lived close. I'm sure that she did
but when
most
she
of the time.
Every
but
Sunday.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You should do it at Christmas time when Sam's not here.
Do posters of Sam and Dylan.
Yeah.
And I talked to my youngest and said, what things do you want me to do the same or like that you love in your childhood? Or do you want me to wait for them? Do you want me to do a different day? And she was like, no, we're just going to do everything the same. And if they aren't there, that's fine. We can still be happy without them there. And I was all, you're so right. We can just be happy without them there and just love that they're having fun with their other family.
Yeah. I love that.
You're so mature, Jackson.
I know. I love that. She's 12.
That is very mature because holidays are hard, not what you're used to.
Well, and it's like even little holidays.
Yeah.
Like, remember how I used to like, April Fool's joke and nobody's home on April Fool's now. You're all, it's boring.
Sad.
I can't make green food on St. Patrick's.
That's the part of letting go.
It is.
I know.
But it's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard.
But you will survive. And you will find joy again in life.
There is light at the end of the tunnel.
But it really,
for sure,
really sucks right now.
Definitely grieve. Stick with friends. Do things for yourself that you can look forward to.
For yeah. sure. I definitely am more prepared to do things for myself when Ashlyn leaves. I kind of think I want to just take a day and be like, hey, I just want to sit and chill and be
yeah.
and feel like I'm worthy of taking that day to just be sad about
yeah.
it.
And if your child who's leaving sees you crying, they might not understand what you're feeling. Yeah. So
because they're not moms. They don't get it.
They don't understand.
They don't. They don't understand.
They won't understand even when you explain it, but it's at least they'll have something to go off of.
Grasp it, but talking to them would be better. One thing I should have remembered is I might have ruined some of the parts that were joyous for her because I was right. so sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they look at you and think, you're horrible. What are you doing? This is supposed to be like a great moment for me. You want it to be a great moment for them, but you don't, you're portraying it right with your emotions because they, it's hard.
Well, I don't think Emma knew I was sad, as sad as I was.
When she was further away.
Yeah, that which it made it easier.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like if you see them more often, you know what you're missing too.
Yeah.
That's so true because every time she'd come home and then go back, I mean, it was so hard every time she came. I mean, I loved her to come, but it was still hard when she left.
I'm going
to
say again, our kids are great kids.
They're a lot smarter than you. I mean, obviously you think your kids are smart, but they can handle a lot more than we give them credit for.
For sure.
Yeah.
They are a lot more capable.
Yeah.
I think they're more capable than we were, and our parents didn't seem to be. Yeah, I think we'll be good. You'll be good. We promise you'll survive.
Yep. You'll get through it.
It's true.
I might have to listen to this myself next week.
Well, yes.
You might have to.
Definitely.
Just a reminder and a disclaimer. We are just a handful of moms who are voicing our expressed opinions on certain topics. Mid-season moms should not be considered professional advice. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented by mid-season mom hosts are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. I'm done living life with the lights out, die with my own doubt. Be free.